call the meeting of January the 10th to order. I want to announce that in case you somebody didn't understand, there has been two postponements. The one on Wisconsin, 764 Wisconsin and Hollister, and the one at 129 Forest Lane in Branson. The last two on the agenda, and so if you are here for those two have been postponed until February. So don't want you to have to wait around if you're if it's something you're interested in. I mean, you're welcome to stay or you're welcome to go on those. All right, Scott, would you call? Would you establish a quorum, please?
Yes, Dave Stewart,
present.
Thomas Holman.
Present.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel. Howard Kitchen. George Kramer.
Is here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you explain the meeting procedures, please?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the January 10th, 2022 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning condition, zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
All right. The first order of business, I guess, is the election of new officers.
Yep, so we'll start with chairman. These don't need a second, but I'd accept nominations for the chairman. Your current chairman is Howard Kitchen. Does anybody want to have a nomination for your chairman?
If Howard's not here, I'll nominate him.
Okay, Howard nominated by Doug. Any other nominations for chairman?
Going to be chairman? You sure?
Okay, closing nominations. All those in favor of Howard, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Howard's your chairman. Nominations for vice chair, who currently is Dave Stewart. Does anybody want to make a motion for vice chair?
I'll nominate Dave Stewart.
Is that Randy Hayes?
Vice chair.
I move the nomination to be closed.
Okay. Very good. No further nominations. All in favor of Dave Stewart for vice chair, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Congratulations. You are vice chair. Chairman tonight.
All right. Go on to our public hearing and final vote of project 21-021.
Let's do December 13 minutes.
Oh, we have
first.
Wait a minute. We One missed the
deal.
Minutes.
One little deal.
See, you need to get someone else. Do we have any additions or corrections to the minutes? Would somebody want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? All right, now we'll move on.
Motion for a 4-minute time limit for the speakers, not including the applicants.
I'll second that one.
We have a motion on the floor for a 4-minute time limit and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Now then, we'll get down to the first one. The public hearing and final vote on project number 21-021. Stephen DeMarco, rezone and one condominium located 1707 Lakeshore Drive Boulevard, two units, Unit 7, Branson, from R3 multifamily residential district to NR3 multifamily nightly rental district.
Okay, Mr. Vice Chair, that gentleman sent me an email to postpone, but I would suggest moving it down with case number 23 and 24. That's a planning commission, planning administrator generated request, and hearing that request with the planning administrator request. And moving to rezone 21022 is your first rezone tonight. If there's an applicant, is there a representative for that case? Okay, good deal. That's all right with the vice chair. I'll move forward with your case number 2122. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So Jeremy Worley is seeking planning commission recommendation for the county commission to approve the rezoning request of parcel number 19-2.0-03-000-000-004.000, owned by John Messina Jr. and Michael Messina, located off Tall Tree Drive, Blue Eye. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental district. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 20.3 acres in size with no structures on the property. The property will be served by a private well for water and will need a permit through Taney County Environmental Services Department and or Missouri Department of Natural Resources for wastewater. Current access to the parcel is off Tall Tree Drive, which is located in Stone County. So here's our maps. At the very bottom down here is the Long Creek Bridge on 86 Highway. You have to go into Stone County and come back to Happy Hollow Road. And I'll zoom in so you can see. Of course, I've got the subject parcel highlighted. This line is the Stone-Taney County line. So there's our current zoning layer. I went ahead and put the Stone County GIS in. So here's Ozark Hollow Road, Ardendale Road, down to Tall Tree, actually I went down to Post Oak when I went in, then to Tall Tree. So that parcel is right here. There is a platted subdivision with platted roads that are undeveloped that run alongside the west side of that parcel. I did get a hold of Stone County. There were some advertised nightly rentals at the end. They indicated that there's one permitted and the others were grandfathered. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant and his representatives.
So question, Mike is here also to help represent me. Can we both speak?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for this. Do you have that little slide presentation that I brought or that I emailed to you? I'll try to get through that.
Right there?
Yep. Just real quick, just wanted to give you guys some tools to help you understand what it looks like out there. So that should be a video, Scott. Will that play?
It did not come up as a video.
There is a... Well, if you go back to... if you go back to that plat, that Stone County map, first, we'll just do it that way. It showed Tall Tree Road and...
No, I think I have it right here.
Yeah. If you zoom in there, we're putting in a request to rezone this from A1 to NR1. and the goal is to put 40 to 60 vacation rental homes in that area. Is it a compatible use? So Scott had mentioned that there was already three homes that were there by Stone County and permitted by Stone County. I did call them today to verify that. And if you look at that road that's right along the property line, that road right there doesn't exist. It's actually being developed right now. It's being put in right now. So it's just red clay right now, and there's some pretty big earth movers over there that are putting in that road right there. And the goal is to develop that area into something high-end. So if you go back to that slide presentation there, Scott, and just kind of click through, you'll see this is the area. It's all pretty, it's all wilderness at the moment. Next slide. And if you look at there, that's that Battleship Point, Battleship Rock there, where a bunch of people jump off the cliffs there. And if you scroll down there to the next slide, you can see not only are there nightly rentals in the area at the end of Tall Tree Road, there's quite a few along the way along Ozarks Hollow Road. The next slide shows you kind of what Mike had put together for us, which is, this is just a suggested layout of the area. We're not exactly sure how many homes we're going to put in yet, because I'll let Mike speak to this. We're going to follow the Missouri DNR rules and regs to make sure that we have enough land to be able to handle the wastewater there. So depending on what DNR says to us, we'll have to limit the number of homes that we put in there. And one of the things that we did to try to help communicate with the neighborhood as we were developing, trying to figure out the best way to access the property, was I sent letters to everybody on Tall Tree Road. My hopes was to mitigate some of the, backlash or emotional comments, primarily just to help start a conversation. And so we brought everybody in and kind of let them know exactly what we were doing kind of here to see if there was an opportunity to help work with the neighbors to try to improve roads, to make it better for everybody, so we could pool resources to make access better for everybody, possibly even try to use some conversations with Stone County to help improve the roads there, maybe even get the county to take over the roads to help with maintenance and that sort of a thing. And we also did some research on the plats on those neighborhoods going in, and what our attorney found is that there's a 50-foot easement. Go ahead. Actually, before I get into that, show the next slide, Scott. So our goal is to put in some really nice $600,000, $700,000 houses, something super elite and super premium, because we believe that that's part of the lake. Just lends itself to something super high-end. And we don't have anything kind of like this in that area, so we're kind of hoping to bring in a nice high-dollar clientele. And these next slides just kind of show that. And the next slide here also, I went out there and also took some pictures of the road. This is kind of the road going in here. This is Tall Tree Road here. And just some more pictures of this. One of the things that was revealed in the conversation that we had with the community was that they were concerned that the road was a little bit too narrow and that an increased amount of traffic may be a detriment to the community, which we listened to and took to heart, and which is why we went to did a little bit of research and found out that there is a 50-foot easement there. I actually did take pictures. I got out of my truck and took some pictures of one or two areas where I thought the road was, in fact, too narrow. And this was one of them. And if you